All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down to have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey y'all, welcome back.
Welcome back, sugar loves.
Yes, the sugar that we love.
Sugar loves, what's up? What's good? How's your weekend? What's going on?
What happened this weekend? You know, honestly, nothing much this weekend. Mm-hmm. Business was handled. Errands were ran.
Yes.
That was pretty much what this weekend consisted of. So yeah. We're gearing up for a bad bitch's birthday.
Hey.
This is bad bitch, the yes. one that said hey.
Yes. It is her birthday.
So maybe
up.
It was a good thing that this weekend was more lax.
Relaxed. Yeah, I think.
Because I have a feeling that I'll be red turtlenecking, which means wild and all over the place.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice to take it easy this weekend. Next weekend, we have a full jam-packed week, it feels as if. So
from Thursday to Sunday.
From even the build-up. because we have things to do.
To prepare.
Prepare.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's exciting. It's going to be my birthday.
Are you excited? Are you excited for your birthday, or is it just kind of, are you still feeling depressed?
I'm excited to be turning another year older. I love getting older. Yeah, I do. I like getting older.
Okay.
But I'm just kind of neutral, I guess. Like, yay, it'll be a good time. I love to be around my friends and my family. So I'm looking forward to enjoying the time spent with y'all.
Great.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Look for footage.
Yes. Look for that.
Look for the footage.
Look for the footage.
Yeah.
What
else is up? You had a good weekend, chill?
Yeah. My weekend was also a little hectic, if I'm being completely honest.
Okay.
Some shit transpired.
Okay.
If you're a patron, I'll share it over there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
she's still standing. Monica said, I'm still standing.
Standing.
Knock me down.
9 times, but I get up 10. Okay. Cardi said that.
Yeah.
We'll get into what Patreon is in a moment. Y'all just stick with us.
Yeah.
So what's good? New week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
We.
Yeah. So, what's good? This week in tea. So there was some sad news. We have another sister, another one of ours, taken down by one of these damn cops.
A fallen soldier.
A Tatiana Jefferson. So she's from Dallas, but this happened in Fort Worth, Texas. She was in her home. She stayed with her aunt, I believe, and she was an aunt, a great auntie. The report says she was a great auntie. She was playing video games with her nephew. However, one of their neighbors, and they've been living in this home for like 50 years. They're pillars in the community.
Yes, yes.
So the neighbors, I guess their front door was open for some reason. No one knows why yet, but mm-hmm. their front door was ajar. And the neighbor called the cops and let them know, like, hey, we're a little concerned. Our neighbor's doors are open. They didn't say that they suspected any crime. They just said, like, they didn't know why the door was open. And, you know, that's what the cops are for. You shouldn't have to play cop and go to your neighbor's home and see, like, why the door is open or try to figure it out. We should be able to call the cops.
Yeah.
And the cops should pull up. Address the issue.
Make sure everything's good.
Yeah, and go in peace. However, these cops did not do that. They pulled up to the house, and I guess they automatically assumed that there was something that required guns. So they pulled up to the home. They said that they went through the gate and went around the home to the back, and they had their guns drawn. They saw a Tatiana standing, and they told her to put her hands up. She was in the room with her nephew. They told her to put her hands up. She put her hands up, and they shot her and killed her. Yeah. Like,
King saying that we have to rally up and get another number that Black folks can call except 911.
That's scary.
There has to be something else, because every time we call 911 or someone calls 911 on us,
it can end in death.
Death.
And that's scary. I remember one time I told a nigga, if he come pull up to my house, I'm calling the police. And he was like, oh my God, you don't care about my life. You know, the police be killing niggas. And I'm like, well, don't pull up to my house.
It's not funny right now, but yeah.
But yeah, so that's sickening. And I agree. We do need a number. Like, who can we call to where, you know,
we need to call 411. What's the 411?
You come in peace, you know, peacefully check out the scenery. If you have to pop off, pop off.
Yeah.
But if not, don't.
Yeah,
get the fuck out. This young lady got her life taken. For what? For why? And the neighbor was like, we now, of course, regret making the phone call. Because it ended in this
tragedy. In tragedy.
So I don't know. Like, what are we supposed to do at this point? And while Kanye is going on his tirades talking about, yeah, the police are killing people, but Black people are having Black on Black crime as well. And that's what we need to focus on. Like, Kanye,
shut up. And it makes it so hard for me to love him. It makes it so hard. It makes it so hard.
He done talked himself up Shit's Creek with no paddle.
Yeah, no paddle,
he
as
really
the old
has.
Folks would say.
He really
so
has.
Prayers for our Tatiana and her family. It's a sad time.
That's all we can. I'm
tired of praying.
Yeah.
We need justice.
Period.
We need reform.
At the end of the day.
What else is up?
Amber Rose had her baby. She was, wow.
She was a big mama.
She was carrying that baby.
Yes, she was. Ooh.
Let her put her phone on silent.
Let her put her phone
but that
on
alerted me where my phone was because I was looking for it. Amber Rose delivered her baby, another boy, baby boy, by the name of Slash Electric Alexander Edwards. What do you think of the name?
A little much. It's a little much for my liking, a little too eclectic. The Slash Electric Edwards, I mean, Alexander Edwards.
I wonder why Slash Electric. I know that baby daddy is in music. I know he's a producer.
That's a very rock and roll kind of thing.
I know he's a producer, but
that baby gonna come out with a guitar over his shoulder, ready to break some shit. I would have preferred maybe like,
I guess, to rhyme with Bash. Although the baby's name is Shabash. Bash's real full name is Sebastian.
Yeah.
Bash for short.
We know. So I would have taken Slash Alexander Edwards. I could have taken Slash Alexander.
The electric is what took it.
Took it too far. I could have maybe took Electric Alexander. No, electric has to be set out. Electric is not a name. I can't deal with electric.
You know celebs will make anything a name. We'll call a baby cabinet.
Yeah.
Baby
clearly, because Blue Ivy, that wasn't. Now we're all like, Blue Ivy, what
people
a name.
People have been naming their babies Blue, Azul, Turquoise.
Are you serious?
Navy, all the shades of blue. After blue came, we've been seeing different, the gradient vibe. I've seen Navy. I've seen Azul. I've seen.
I'm done with Azul. Azul? I've seen Azul.
You know, we try to flip it like, I want it to be like blue, but flipped.
Yeah. How can I flip? Azul.
Yeah.
Azul. It's too much. I don't like.
Remember, Robin's breath blue, the Crayola crayon.
Robin's egg.
Robin's egg.
Robin's breath. What does Robin's breath
the
smell
like? Somebody names their child Robin's egg, I'm gonna be like, you guys put up the Crayola box of crayons.
I have my child's name in tow if I ever have one.
Yeah, I have no name. A bitch got to get some other things implemented before I even begin to think.
Like, I have something that I like.
I have no names, but your name is cute. I know your name.
Yeah, I like it.
Your name is really cute.
Y'all will hear about maybe one day if I ever transition from auntie to mother. Mother. But anyway, what do you think about the name? Thoughts?
I'm not a fan of it.
None of it?
I can't say that I'm completely surprised, but I'm not a fan. None of it. Not the Slash, not the electric. The Alexander Edwards, I don't know how they went from one extreme to the other.
Is her last name, is this a hybrid of both of their last names?
What's her last name?
I have no clue. I thought it was Rose. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm taking it Edwards is his. Yeah, his name, last name is for sure Edwards, but his name is A.E. So maybe his name is Alexander Edwards.
Oh, maybe. So maybe like, this is some sort of hybrid.
So maybe his name is Alexander Edwards, and then they just added the Slash Electric on top of
it. A little much. This baby's bound to be a rock and roller. Yeah. He's a roller already.
His destiny has been set.
Yes. What else is up?
Lastly, did you see the little clip of Jeannie Mai on The Real? So she was talking about how she was basically reflecting on growth from her past relationship where she was married for 10 years.
Wow. The decade of love.
I believe she was married for 10 years, right? Either they were together or married for 10 years. She did a bid.
Yeah.
A bid was done. And that divorce ended last year.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's with Jeezy, the rapper. And I must say, they look beautiful together.
They are a great looking couple.
No complaints from me. I know some people, you know, feel some kind of way. I, however, feel no way. I feel like, my way is that they look good together.
Yeah, yeah.
And based on the things that she's saying, they're a good match. So she was basically saying how in her past relationship, she realized that her standards were really low.
Yes.
Based on what she was expecting from her significant other. So he would do the bare minimum. And because her standard was so low, she was like, yeah, this is it. This is all I need.
This is the support
I need to get by.
You're all like sweet morning dew. Hey, I took one look at you. Okay, go ahead.
So she thought that was all that she needed to get by until she entered into this new relationship with Jeezy, where
he's opening her eyes.
She's painting Jeezy to be a phenomenal stand-up
phenomenal
guy.
Who would have thought?
She's painting Jeezy.
Who would have thought?
A kind of young Jeezy.
Who would have thought?
She's painting him to be phenomenal, saying that like he has basically opened her eyes to realize that there's more.
Yes.
It'll be greater later.
Yes.
And
greater
she said
than.
That basically her time of alone, her alone period, was her upgrade.
Upgrader.
Her alone period was her upgrade. So I said, you know what? Just in case the sisters miss this, let's bring it to the forefront. Because I know a lot of us are dealing with periods of aloneness.
Yes, yes, yes. Come on,
preacher. Use this as your time to upgrade.
Go up. Take it up.
We're not going back down. We're only going up.
We're going up.
And when I say up, I mean all the way up.
We're going up.
So yeah, okay. Listen to Jeannie Mai if you want to go back and listen to that. But, you know, raise your standards.
Yeah.
You might have accepted bottom of the barrel in the past, but in the future.
But now we're cream of the crop.
Period.
We're cream of the crop, no longer cream bottom of the barrel. Period. No longer bottom of the barrel.
So yeah, that was a tea this week. You got some?
No, that's good.
Okay.
That's good. I like that.
All righty. So moving on to our tea, because we got some things to address.
We do some church announcements. What's good?
So, the ratings and the reviews, mommies.
Where the fuck were y'all at? Like a black mama. Where the fuck you
where
been?
Were y'all? We were standing here waiting for y'all at the door.
Okay.
And last week we said we had 845 in the full transparency moment. We only got 4 reviews this week.
Five. 850.
We had 5 reviews this week.
And we understand we can't always go from glory to glory. We get it. There's be mountain peaks and valley lows. But come on. We don't deserve.
Now, when we don't show up, we hear about it.
We hear about it.
So, in turn, when you all don't show up, you're going to hear about it. And this week, mommies, you didn't show up. Now, I don't know if you're new here or not. We have a goal to reach.
Yes. What
we
is
that
goal?
We have a goal of 1,000 ratings and reviews that we want to reach by December 31st, 2019. And we can't reach it on our own.
No.
Unfortunately, we can't go in and leave ourselves ratings and reviews, because if we could, we what?
Actually, no, we wouldn't, because that's boosty. Okay? We know we lit. We need y'all to say we're lit.
Yeah.
So, like Brittany said, we have 850 reviews. We're trying to get to 1,000 reviews by December 31st. Yes. So, we're leaning in, and we're leaning on. Okay? We're leaning in, we're leaning on you. Because this is an ecosystem. We're here to exchange energy every week. At least we try to show up and giving you the best that we've got, and yeah, baby.
Through our struggles, if you all only knew.
If you only knew. Your girls are really
Yo
over here.
With.
What? Only.
No, we really are struggling over here. I mean, we are in a battle.
A battle of our lives. Of our lives.
These motherfuckers are trying to kill me.
Okay, seriously, y'all. We're
trying
fighting.
To kill me, but we're showing we're trying our hardest to show up.
He's a nasty motherfucker.
So please.
Point is.
This is us begging you.
No, this is us asking you to show up. We're just asking you to do your part, because yeah, we're co-collaborating here for something greater. That's the message, something greater, okay? That's the message at Word. The Word at Church, we're bringing it here, something greater.
Yeah, yeah.
We are co-collaborating and co-partnering in what will be the greater aspect of this podcast. So we really need you all to show up, show out, affirm the work that we're doing here by simply leaving a rating and review. It's not fair. It's not fair for you to come, obtain the material, and go in peace.
Yeah.
No, make
and
a little
noise.
You know,
noise. That message hit me today at church. I said, let me give them some money.
Yeah, a little offering.
Let me give them some money, because he's right.
Yeah.
I come here every week expecting a word.
Yeah, get in
I
the game.
I come here every week expecting for a takeaway to get carry me through the week.
Yeah, yeah, you got to
so
get in the game.
Come on, ladies.
Get
bring
in the
your
game.
Tithes and bring your offerings. We're not your prophets.
Yes.
But we're your sisters.
We are your sisters.
And that, you know, that's how we take our payment with ratings and reviews. So come through. And let's highlight a mommy that did come through.
What's up?
Ellie Elke.
Ooh.
I believe. She says, hey, sisters. I love when people flip words.
Hey, y'all.
Sisters is what we are.
Hey.
I love these girls. I feel like you both are my virtual big sisters. And we are.
We are.
I get so excited every time a new episode is put out. It's so comforting to just listen and laugh. I know this podcast will continue to grow, and you ladies will do amazing and big things. I hope to see you all in real life soon. Lots of love from a virtual little sister.
Gang.
We love our little sisters.
We do, and we love our big sisters.
We love all our sisters.
We love them all. Thank you for leaving that review, Ellie Oak.
And you can see us in real life by supporting us on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
So that is another way that you can support us. Patreon is a platform where you can support us monetarily. And the way we use those coins, those funds, those resources is to keep this podcast up and running, because it ain't free.
It ain't.
And it ain't cheap.
It ain't.
And also so that we can go on tour one day.
We
definitely
want to
take
city.
This show on the road and meet you all in real life.
And just a heads up, we weren't going to say this, but we're saying it.
Oh,
we're having another show. Because what's happening? Speaking it.
There you go.
It's happening in the spring.
It's happening in the spring, and it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Where
that's what we got to do. We got to tell them.
Yeah, seriously. We're working on a new show, a live show for you guys. If you came to our live show experience in June, it was lit. You guys had a great time. We're doing it again. Something bigger, something better. Likely we'll be here in the LA area, greater Los Angeles area. But we want to take all of our experiences and bring them to your city. So that's what you do when you, again, affirm the work that we're doing on Patreon. You're saying, I support you. I affirm you. I believe in what y'all doing. And I want y'all to pull up on me and my city so my friends and my community can benefit from what it is that you all are doing. So join us over on Patreon, patreon.com/theblackgirlbravadopod or just the Black Girl Bravado.
Patreon/theblackgirlbravadopodcast.
Okay, perfect. That information is also in the show notes if we have it wrong. And yeah, we appreciate it. We just wrapped up a giveaway, a lot of great goodies, and now we had a goal for 50 patrons. We've surpassed that goal. Thank you so much to all our patrons.
We love you, Mark. We love you the most.
Damn. And now we are attempting to gain 100 patrons.
And the 100th episode giveaway is going to blow y'all minds because y'all will have blown ours at
period.
That point.
Period.
So we'll be blowing. Let me blow your mind. Let us blow your mind.
It's going to be lit. So join us over on Patreon where we're actually recording a video for our patrons right now. So get on over there. We have tons of extra bonus content, goodies, treats.
New episode will also be coming out. An additional episode will also be coming out on Patreon this week.
This week, our mid-month check-in.
Where we will be telling our business.
Period. So get ready.
All right. So
last week's episode.
Last week's episode. I have that for you.
Thank you.
I'm here for you.
Thank you. Oh, we haven't said that in so long, bringing that back. So episode 115 was Do Nice Guys Finish Last? Candid Conversations with the Meme Podcast. So in last week's episode, we sat down with our brothers, Johnny Kendricks and B Rivers of the Meme Podcast. The fellows offered male perspective on women dating the nice guy. Why these men offer us false promises, ghost us, and so much more. So that was a very interesting conversation. We had brought in our fellas and
the Meme Podcast.
Yeah, and the girlfriends were feeling it. So
yeah, we got some interesting comments on the Facebook group. Mm-hmm. So some of the girls said that they
Sidebar, if you're not in the Facebook group, get involved. Get on over there, facebook.com/thehome, or it's a group.
It's the Black Girl Bravado Podcast Homegirl Hangout.
Yes, get in there.
And that's down in the show notes too. Just go to facebook.com and type in the Black Girl Bravado Podcast Homegirl Hangout, and then you will see us being there for you. Yes. And your sisters as well.
Actually, your sisters are being there for you. There's 745 people in that group. There's somebody for you to connect with. Period. Gang in this
small
bitch.
Small groups are being formed.
Period.
Small groups. I love it.
So what else? I'm sorry.
So yeah, last week we spoke with some fellas and in the Facebook group. The baby girls were sounding off. They were like, we need to have a discussion.
Leave me alone. I've been doing this too long. I mean, damn.
They were like, we need to have a discussion about what happened. Because some of the homegirls said that the guys were Stevie J's fuck boys, aka fuck boys.
Oh, Lord.
And some
we're going to have to tell our fellas that.
We're going to be like, just so you know.
They thought y'all was some Stevie J's.
The way you presented.
Stevie.
The way you presented was real fuck boy.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, they said that this was their past. I honestly feel like we can take some of that information and apply it in our present based off of the shit they used to do. They said that this wasn't their present self. This is some things that they've done in the past that some men are still doing in the present.
Mm-hmm. Do in the future.
Yeah, putting us up on what the youngins call game.
Bitch, I've been on.
Putting us up on what the kids call game.
Yeah.
Tools.
Yeah.
For your toolkit. Because we ain't playing no more.
No.
But anyway... I also saw that people wanted to know how we felt because we were pretty much letting our guests speak, you know.
Yeah.
Being like good hosts. Right. Being the hospitable host that we
like
are.
Like good hosts.
Letting
come
them
on.
Speak their mind. But they wanted to
Let me speak my mind.
They wanted to know what the girlfriends, meaning you and I, thought because they're here for us.
They're here for us.
So they wanted to know, like, what was our thoughts on nice guys and basically on what the fellas said. So briefly, I guess we can give them some of our thoughts about how we felt about the tea that was dished.
Okay.
What were your thoughts?
Well, first off, my personal experience, because I think that was also a question. What's your personal experience with nice guys? Wasn't that in there?
Yeah.
Asking my personal experience. I've kind of dated somebody who I thought was a nice guy, who I initially was like, yeah, no go. Mm-hmm. I would not. You know who I'm talking about. Turned out to be a little raggedy son of a bitch. more recent times. Say less. Yes. Yeah. And I thought that this person was like really, really nice. And originally, and initially I would not have engaged with them at all because she's a bad bitch and she needs to be wrangled in. Right. but I was happy that I allowed myself the space to entertain this person because it wasn't all bad. But I do understand how that nice guy persona will make you be like, yeah, I'm probably too much for you.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. I initially was like, yeah, I'm probably, she's a whole lot of woman. a whole lot of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, but I think that going forward, I probably won't be as skeptical. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'll just let a person show me who, like Maya Angelou, should let a person show you who they are.
And believe them the first time.
And believe them. I think I'd rather just go off that, like basing a person off a character, not necessarily off a persona, like unless he's a fuck boy, because we can read those people from a mile away.
Yeah.
I can see you without seeing you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's my experience. Otherwise, with the conversation with the fellas, I thought it was pretty well-rounded. I thought it was a nice opportunity to get their perspective and take a little tidbit. You know.
What are you smiling at?
Nothing. I'm just saying. What are your thoughts, my sister in Christ? My sister in Christ.
Your sister, I am.
You are. What's good?
My thoughts on nice guys. I feel like I have some growing to do in the area of nice guys. If I'm being completely honest, I have some growth to do because I do be apprehensive with the nice guys only because a nice guy has been packaged in a certain aesthetic and vibe.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Aesthetic and vibe of the nice guy hasn't been what I'm immediately attracted to. I feel like I would have to do some conditioning and I guess adapting.
Yeah.
To be able to work. So I don't think it would be completely impossible. But I too think that there's area for me to grow.
And like you said, the adapting and conditioning, does that speak to our standards and like what we've been used to dealing with?
Possibly.
I'm just saying, you know, because I feel like a lot of...
Possibly because, yes, in my past, I have not dealt with a nice guys.
Yeah.
I have not. So, yes, it does. It's natural to have to adapt and condition because this is not what you're used to.
The genie Mai.
But you know what? I wouldn't look at Jeezy as a nice guy.
I wouldn't either. But what I'm saying is if we're talking about packaging, right, and what somebody has to offer you, your standards are your standards despite nice guy, good guy, being chivalrous. You know, if you're used to some shit that's below whatever you're getting, then you don't even know how to accept it. And I feel like a lot of times we're used to niggas just doing whatever the fuck they want. And then we're like, okay,
he's a zaddy. No, I'm past that. I'm way past niggas just doing what they want.
Praise God.
What they want. I can say that with confidence. To God be the glory. With my head. Talk.
To God be the glory.
Nigga, come correct or don't come.
Don't come.
And she won't either.
And she'll turn you around.
But.
Send you on your way.
Yeah, but I was just talking with someone like last week and they were like, yeah, I'm talking to a guy who is not my typical person physically.
My type. He ain't my type. That was weird.
He ain't my type. Nigga's not my type.
Right.
But she was like, but he's really nice. Like more nice than anybody that I've ever dealt with. And I'm like, is that the trade-off?
That is the, I mean, maybe not. Maybe you can get somebody who's a great looking that you can find attraction. But I've also found that if somebody's nice and meeting all your needs in the other areas.
They turn
fine. You something about you would turn me on, baby.
All of a sudden.
You're turning me on.
I'm seeing you in a new light.
At that point, she's rubbing her nips. Okay, once you're showing up, you're doing things that I need.
At that point, I'm seeing things I imagined.
I saw things.
Things.
I imagine. Yeah, I think that is it. I think, and like I mentioned in last week's episode, as you grow older, your requirements change, right? Things that once held weight no longer hold as much weight. So whereas you're younger, you're looking for a physical, like somebody who looks like this, dresses like this, you know, has a certain aesthetic. That. Whereas you get older and you're thinking about more long-term partnership, what does this person bring to the table?
I can build with.
Yes, the stay low and build. Like, are you compassionate? Are you empathetic? Are you family-oriented? Do you want to travel? None of that has to do with what you look like. Of course, what you look like is a bonus because puss needs to be wet. But, you know... It is what it is, and I'm so tired.
Yeah, I.
So it all goes to say that as she turns 31, I hope a nice guy meets me somewhere.
Period.
And yeah, we're gonna go from there.
I hope he's nice and he's ready. Nice and ready.
Yeah, be nice and ready. Yeah. Pull up on the kids. Pull up on a kid. Pull up on a kid. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping
so
for.
So that's our thoughts on the nice guys. My thoughts on the conversation that was had. Definitely some traces of fuckboy, but like I said, I feel like those were their ways of the past. They were, you can only speak on how you've been and what you've been through.
And it was nice for transparency.
Definitely.
For transparency purposes.
We don't want people lying, and there's all different kinds of men.
Yeah.
And you know what? They showed us the signs.
Yeah. So if you haven't listened to that episode, just check it out. And y'all let us know. Go into the secret Facebook, comment on the post, on Instagram, whatever you have to do to communicate us. You can slide in the DMs, whatever, and we'll go from there. So this week. Oh, I have to sneeze.
This week we're talking about a topic that is important. Topic that affects a lot of us, especially as women, and especially as people in this generation. Mm-hmm. Millennials, we like to call ourselves, and they like to call us millennials too. So we're going to be talking about social media anxiety.
Woo! And social media induced anxiety.
Yeah.
Two different things that we're working with. So, but we're about to make a sandwich.
So social media anxiety. Social media damn near rules everything around us. Technology is important.
It is.
And ever since I started that damn MySpace account.
Yeah. Back then.
When did we start that? Like 2004, 2005?
Yeah. I was apprehensive to use MySpace. It really started popping off in 11th grade. That was like 2005. But I was like, I'm not getting on that. And then by senior year, I was on it. So yeah. 2004, I think it started. By the time I was on it was the beginning of
I was on social media. Year. Heavy, okay? That's back when you had the dial-up internet.
Yeah.
I think dial-up internet still existed, and you had to, like, take turns. Like, you check your MySpace for an hour, and then I'm
My sister and I used to damn near be fighting. Like, you been on the space? Did y'all call it the space?
Nah, we didn't have it. Just MySpace.
We called it the space. I'm like, you been on the space already for 30 minutes. Let me get on. And that's when my first little Twitter beef, well, it wasn't a Twitter beef, Instagram social media beef started.
MySpace beef? Mm. Oh, I had so many beefs. MySpace got me in a plenty of physical fights. Yeah.
I was in a beef with a bitch over my ex-boyfriend. I seen he was pulling up, taking her to the beach. I'm like, ooh. hey, we're too young for this.
He put it on his page or she put it on hers?
He didn't put it on his page, but I seen her boyfriend was like, one person get to another person and people be commenting on. That's when my Nancy Drew started kicking in. That's when I first became
an
investigator.
Deep rooted.
But yeah, you see one clue lead to another. And then we message her like, hey, is your friend dating this boy?
You and your posse?
It was a gang of us. It was my sister, me and my friend Adrian. Hey, Adrian. It was all three of us. And we would just go back and forth with her online with the friend and be like, bitch, that was so stupid.
The comments, it popped off in the comments, the subliminal messages via song.
Yes.
The photo bucket pictures that were posted on the side of your gang.
Yes.
And people like, oh, that's who you rocking with?
Yeah.
She got you on your page. She done took one of your pictures to photo bucket. And put it on the side of her page.
Yeah, that was a thing. The top eight was a thing.
I also
remember another time when me and this girl was beefing over this nigga, and she put, he's a smooth operator on her page. The Sade. Smooth
Yeah, operator. I used to be on, my lurking started way back then, too. I'm like, who is this? Who is this? Where did they come from? How do y'all know each other? Are there any pictures of you on this page? Are you commenting?
Yeah, same. Which is sick.
And then we would get our little thrills. Like, as soon as we will be at school all day, we'll finally log on and we'll see all the red. Like, you have all new friend requests,
yes.
New messages, new likes, or whatever they were called at that point.
Yeah.
That really tickled my fancy.
Same.
I'm like, I got all this to check and respond to.
Yeah.
Link ups were occurring off there. I met a lot of niggas on MySpace.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow. My first, I guess, social site was really The Loop. I don't know if you're from L.A. or not. Not you. I'm saying the listeners are from L.A. Yeah, I know what The Loop was, a party line.
Okay,
rather.
But that's not social media.
That is social.
That's just a phone.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
Yeah, that's
similar.
It's different. But MySpace put so many people like in the palm of your hands. That's how you connect like all the neighboring cities together.
Yeah, I met my ex-nigga on MySpace.
Yep.
through a friend, and we were together almost 10 years. So
met some niggas on MySpace. Hey. Yeah, I met her on MySpace.
So yeah, and long story short, social media has a way of connecting us like none before. There was a quick study just so we can start our episode.
Yeah.
You know, in 2005, 5% of adults were on social media, and in today, there's about 7 to 10 adults on social media. So we can see how greatly it's
rapidly
changed so much. And people aren't just on one site, they're on multiple sites, right? We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on dating apps. You know, we are really connecting and engulfed in social media.
That's a part of our lives. Like social intricate media part. Is definitely a part of our lives. Like when something happens, it's going on social media. Very rarely will something happen.
That's where
happen.
We get our news.
Yeah, very rarely will something happen and it's not posted on social media. A proposal is not going to happen and it's not going to be posted.
It's like,
you know?
It wasn't on Instagram. Did it even happen?
A pregnancy announcement, hell, what you eating, what you're doing this weekend, birthdays. Yeah. Like social media is definitely, we're definitely enmeshed. Our lives are enmeshed with social media.
Yes.
It's a necessary, I won't say it's necessary, but it's a major component of our lives now.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's created some negativity and some
definitely.
Health.
And coming off World Mental Health Day, this is perfect.
10th, yes, this is perfect.
This is perfect for us to talk about.
So on Psychology Today, mm-hmm. there was an article about how social media affects our mental health. And they basically, like, were going through talking about how when we engage in social media, like, we trust what we see, basically.
Yes.
We trust that what people are presenting is true. Mm. The beautiful pictures, the life milestones.
The relationships.
The vacations, the relationships, the meals, the accomplishments, the accolades, the everything.
Parenting styles.
Everything, like the perfect home. We see this, we're consuming all of this content, right? And we're taking it as facts.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you posting it.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
these
why
are
would
real,
you lie?
These are essentially real images, you mm-hmm. know? It's you in the image. Mm-hmm. It's you with the award. It's you. So it's like, damn, these people out here making money moves.
Yeah, lit.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so a lot of the times, what people post is are the highlights, right?
Yeah.
Very rarely are we going on talking about the shit that ain't right. Like, for instance, as I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, a big Chatter Trying weekend.
Yeah.
Did I go on social media and show the tears?
No.
Like, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm struggling.
No.
I'm struggling right now. This just happened and this is why. And, and some people do, but I'm not one of those people. I typically don't do that. Usually I share
She's
the test clear. After the testimony.
Yes.
I share what happened after I've risen above.
Yeah, after you become a phoenix.
You know, after I done handled it and I done dealt with it.
After your patty wings have... after those
yeah, after
have
I've
flipped.
Dealt with it and I feel strong and I feel like, you know, I did that shit.
Like
I
you're
got
a victim.
Through that. That's when I come on and I'm like, let me share about what happened, what I was going through and that I overcame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not one of the in the midst of it sharing type people.
Yeah, she isn't either. She's not going on in the midst.
Some people are, but that's not me. And that's not a lot of people, honestly. And some people never share at all.
Yeah, that's partially me.
Yeah.
And y'all only know my tea because I'm on this show every week. Otherwise, a bitch is zip tight. Like a zip bag, but, like a Ziploc.
But because we are less aware of the realities of people's lives,
mm-hmm.
and we're just looking at the highlight reels that are shown, it makes us look at our lives as less ideal.
Yes.
Like, you're missing out. Your life's not together because all you're looking at is the good things.
Yeah. Only the good things.
All you're looking at is a good thing, so it causes you to question, like, okay, what the fuck am I doing? Because maybe right now I don't have anything good to show.
Yeah.
Maybe right now I'm going the fuck through.
Yeah. So, you know, I think a good way for us to layer this episode is first talking about social media-induced anxiety.
Okay.
Because that's really what we want to talk about with you all today. Social media-induced anxiety, social media anxiety disorder, and, you know, how these disorders and experiences are affecting us. So like we mentioned before, social media connects us, but then we have these feelings, like you mentioned, of like, yo, inadequacy almost. Do you ever feel anxious when you're using social media or when you have to engage online? Like, what is your experience personally with social media?
Yes, I've definitely felt anxious being on social media. Like, for instance, if I post a picture, I'm like, this motherfucking picture better hit.
It better?
Because honestly, the anxiety that I have with social media comes before I even get onto the app.
Yes.
If I'm like, if I make the decision, I want to capture what I'm doing right now. I want somebody to take a picture of me to put on social media. That's where this my anxiety starts. It's like, now.
Brittany Sybar is a perfectionist. So,
hey,
I'm just being honest. Hot moment. Honest, open, and transparent. Y'all. She's a freaking perfectionist. So I'm taking pictures and I'm like, oh my God, you look fierce, bitch. You look like a bad bitch. Because I'm here for the gas up. And she'll be like,
but you're gassing up something that doesn't.
No, it's because she is a perfectionist. I'm telling you, I'll be like, this is so cute. Yes, this is the one. And she'll be like, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm giving you all everything here. We're capturing the essence of your beauty.
It really can affect how I'm feeling at the event.
Oh my God.
No, I mean, not that dramatic, but in the moment when I'm taking the picture, I'm like, this really is too will. Much. Like, especially if you feel like, bitch, I look cute.
It's not translating.
Fuck a bitch. If a bitch talks like,
I'm a fuck the bitch.
But anyway, and it's like, okay, I feel cute. I'm looking in the mirror. But when I look on the picture.
Yeah, it's not translating.
That's not what she sees. And I'm like.
And I'd be right there like, no, oh my God, this is it. This is the one. And Brittany's like,
Yeah.
She'd be like, no, I'm a pass
so
tonight.
So that's really where my anxiety starts and really why I rarely ever post, because I don't be having time. I just want to enjoy myself, do what I came to do, and go on
you
home.
You knew what I came to do.
Yeah, but when I start trying to take a photo, because one, I'm not photogenic. I don't have the poses down. I'm not a one-take Jake. Bitch, yeah. You're going to be sitting, taking a little time to get me. To gather me.
Yeah.
So, you know, that also takes away from the other person's experience of the day. It's like, because I got to stand here for 20 minutes to make sure you get a picture that you like.
It's just so much.
It's too much. And I'm like, you know what? I would just rather opt out.
Yeah.
I would just rather opt out, because now I'm feeling anxious. And then after I finally, you know, find something that I think is decent, then I'm like, okay, the caption got to hit. Because it's a full
Then you
got to
filter it. You got to edit it up.
Filter the picture.
Smooth it.
Caption it. You know, make sure the caption hits something that
resonates and hits.
Something that goes with the photo.
Yeah.
Then you put it up. You put it out to the world. And then you wait.
For them to say, ooh, I agree.
And then you wait for the validation.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Like, okay, are people feeling it? Are people gassing me up? Are people liking it? Are the likes rolling in?
Yeah. Same.
It's too fucking much. That really be causing me to be anxious to the point where I'm like, you know what, fuck this.
That's why I don't have that many photos on my page, if you've noticed. I don't have time. And you know what, for so long I had detached from taking photos. To be completely honest, Brittany and I go hella places and we do not take photos.
Yeah.
It's second nature to some people to go out and be like, get a photo of me.
Yeah,
and it's second nature for us to not do
it's
it.
Even to the point where some people are like just sitting and eating and their friends automatically know, like, capture candid photos of my friend.
Oh yeah, we don't have that. We be just enjoying.
If Germany put out her phone trying to take a picture of me, I would be like, what the fuck are you doing? Put that up, girl. You know I'm not ready. Now you're making me not be able to enjoy my meal.
Right. Because we really be so engulfed in whatever we're doing at the time. That we just don't even be tapped into that. But I noticed with this platform, we have to tap in.
There has to be
some sort of balance. But the anxiety has in the past caused me to stray away. Like you said, I don't want to deal with taking a photo. I don't want to deal with kind of wrecking the experience, like wrecking the fun that I'm having or enjoying my friends or whatever we're doing by trying to capture a moment. Like, I'm in the moment. So I think having that mindset for so long, it makes it really difficult to switch gears and be like, okay, somebody capture a photo of me. And then you got to be all weird and fucking pose.
Yeah.
It's just too much. And for so long, that's another reason why I don't deal with social media, because I'm not just the post and go mommy. Some people just throw whatever they want. Kudos to you.
And that's great, because, I mean, I want to be that type of person.
Yeah.
I want to be someone who just, you know, snaps, post, and go. But because I do struggle with, like, you know, perfectionism, and also how, like, I'm perceived in perceived. The eyes of other people.
Yes, yes.
Perception. I'm like, the shit gotta hit.
Definitely. And it's your online like persona. So yeah, I can't just have think, anything.
Like
up.
If I'm gonna with anything, with everything, I'd be like, if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, and I'm not saying that's healthy, but that's really how I'd be thinking. I'm like, then just don't post.
Yeah.
I don't really feel the urge to like have to post to where I'm just putting up shit. Like, you gotta post something.
No, you know definitely what I'm saying? Not.
So I'll just be like, I just won't post, and that'll be fine. That'll be it.
Yeah. So I think that, like you mentioned, that's definitely a component, the whole posting process, engaging, responding, liking, commenting.
Oh, that causes me anxiety too, to be quite honest. Like, I do love when people like comment and like, you know, give me validation. But sometimes I do get a little anxious. Like, I don't want people to think that I don't care about what they said.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
And, like, I don't want to just like the comment. So, like, now I got to rack my brain to come up with something piffy. Cute.
Piffy and cute.
Something to say to each person. Like, even sometimes when people, like, say you post something on your selfie and, like, the messages flood in.
On the I'm selfie? Like, on your story?
On the story, yeah, sorry. Mm-hmm. You say you post something on your story, like a selfie or something. And then, like, people start commenting. I'm like, oh shit, I gotta respond.
I have so many messages that I have not responded to just because it makes me anxious, like thinking like, damn, I gotta go into my messages and look respond. Into them. Yeah, it's shit. Oh shit. I'm like,
I'm like, I gotta respond, because the thing is, when I comment on somebody's thing, I want a response.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like, I'm expecting a response because this is a genuine compliment that I'm giving you. So I'm like, you know what? I want to give what I expect in return. But it honestly does make me anxious sometimes. Not as overwhelmingly anxious as like the posting experience, but I'm still like,
yeah, respond to these. Yeah, same. So that's I agree. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being transparent.
Hi, my name is Brittany, and I suffer from
seriously.
Yeah.
But you know, another aspect that could be making you out there anxious that also plays a part in our lives, I'm sure, is this whole compare and despair aspect of social media, right? So a large component of what makes you feel anxiety when you're consuming and using social media is that. The compare and despair, and that looks like viewing these doctored up photos of these fabulous vacations your homegirls out, or these marriage proposals, and you sitting at home eating motherfucking nachos.
Niggas.
I'm nachos on the couch.
I'm struggling, and now everybody else, it appears because social media highlight reel, that all of a sudden everybody got a nigga but me.
Yeah. So your weekend looks like nothing. Your love life looks trash. Looks like nothing in comparison. Your life looks like nothing in comparison to what's going on online, right? And then what do we have? These unsettled feelings about what's going on with ourselves, what's going on in our lives. And then we feel despair for ourselves. Like, man, her and her boyfriend look so happy. They're vacationing every other weekend. I have no one. The Whitney Houston, I have nothing. Nothing. I have nothing.
I have nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Period. It's
for
like,
sure.
What's good?
Yeah.
That's another part and of I, dealing with this social media.
And I know we'd be like, social media is fake, but the shit is fake because, and it'd be like, I mean, how fake is it? But it's like, it's fake because, motherfucker, we know our angles.
Yeah.
I know which way to turn my face. So
you know what filter makes you
I
hit.
Know which way to don't look like I'm struggling with a breakout. I'm not about to
keep
put
it
the
real.
Full, I'm not about to put the full breakout on my
keep
page.
Keep it real. Keep it real.
I know which way to flip it. And I mean, you won't know that unless you see me in real life or, come you on. Know, you really know me. But
well, I'm about to. Come on.
But that's really what's be happening.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, I'm not saying that people are even obligated to show like, hey, I'm struggling with
me.
The breakout.
Yeah, no.
I'm dealing with this. Like, I'm not saying that people are obligated to do that. But we owe it to ourselves to be mindful of how we're consuming the content that people are taking putting out and not taking it for face value, because people are only showing
you what
they...
The face has been beat. That's what you need to take
yeah,
into mind.
Yeah, people are only showing you what they want you to see.
It's not raw.
Let's just take it with a grain of fucking salt. It's social media. So yeah. just automatically assume that this could potentially not be real.
Completely. It could be illusion. But you know what else we compare? We compare the likes. We compare our followers, this whole quality versus quantity vibe, you know, we compare a lot. It's like, even personally speaking, myself, if I put a picture up and I have like an average of whatever it is likes, you know, if I know my personal number that I've reached.
Personal record.
Yeah, then I'm like, period. Then I'm like, okay, this picture's not garnering those type of likes. What's good?
Then you're questioning the algorithm.
I'm like, hey, did you see my picture? Is it popping up?
I'm quick to be like, Instagram is fucking up.
Yeah, and I'm comparing myself to myself, which isn't good, because really all I'm doing is comparing the validation that I got on one photo to another.
And then you're also comparing yourself to other people. Like, I'm only getting 100 likes and I have 2,000 followers, and this person has 100 followers and they're getting 300 likes.
Yes.
You know, there's just so much to compare.
Yeah.
Against, and that shit will drive you. It could drive you mad.
Yes. Another thing that can drive you mad is the FOMO. The fear of missing out when you're engaging with social media, right? So our pictures and our stories are telling us what's going on.
For sure. I've suffered from them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of a sudden feel like, damn, I should have been at that. Like, why didn't I know that was happening?
Right, because this tells us where the party is. It tells us where you were invited to or where you weren't invited to. Mm. You know, so it's like,
that looks hella lit. That's, based off of what I'm looking at, whether it's lit or not, it appears to be lit.
Additionally, there's also a component of when we're invited to a place and we can't go because life, right? I can't go because I can't find a sitter. Mm. I can't go because I have to work. I can't go because, damn, I already have to go somewhere else. And then we're like, fuck, I should have been there.
And it can make the most mundane thing seem so grand. Nigga. And it's like, this is a life, like, say there was no social media, mm-hmm. and you were someone that probably typically could not find a sitter. Without social media, it's like, I don't need to be there. I'm fine. I love my family. I love being home with my kids, my significant other, whatever. But when you engage in social media, all of a sudden you feel like, really love this life? Like, yes. Is this really what I want? Because there's another life out there. There's other things that people are doing that I can't necessarily engage in,
yes.
because of this life that I thought that I loved.
Yes, there it is, you know? And I have that too. That's why sometimes I have to get the fuck offline.
I be having that too. I'm like, all of a sudden I want a family. All of a sudden I need family life. When
really?
I'm like, I mean, very small instance. Yeah, it's fleeting. Fuck. It'd be like, that's kind of cute. Like, wow, look at that. And I'm like,
bitch. Every now and again, it's cute.
And it's like, bitch, honestly, truly, you know that I'm different.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. Hey, I mean, I think it's more of like,
I would say that was more so in the past.
Yeah, I'm totally over
present,
that.
It's like I have a full span view of what the fuck going on
out here.
Yeah. And so it's like, in the past, yes, say I wasn't like, if I didn't have awareness, if my senses weren't heightened, if I really didn't like, you know, really know what was going on based on personal accounts, it's easy mm-hmm. to feel like I want that.
I'm missing out. Yeah. Definitely.
That. Thankfully, people are being more transparent and open and honest and sharing like how it really is. And you know, because our parents, our grandparents, they weren't giving us the real when mm-hmm. we're just kind of going off on a tangent about
it's
like,
okay, it's our show, sorry.
Life. But I don't feel like, I felt like they hindered us and kind of gave us a disadvantage mm-hmm. by not like, just sharing more like truth.
Yeah.
Honesty about how it really is when you're in the trenches.
Yeah.
Don't ask me when you're getting grandkids when you know that it's fucking tough. But raising up a child in the way that they should go.
Yeah. But I think that's the real important part of community and the benefit of social media, where we have people who are really honest. An example are Felicia. We love Mindful Fee and Fee on Instagram. Felicia Latour, our homegirl. Mm-hmm. We love Good Moms, Bad Choices.
Yes.
We love all these platforms who highlight motherhood and being a wife or being
through
a parent.
Through a realistic lens.
Through a realistic lens where we can see like, okay, this shit might not be as easy as
we think
some people are making it out to be. There are challenges. Right. Doesn't mean that it's not good. Doesn't negate the fact that you don't love your kids, but we just calling a spade. If you were in college going to get a degree, it's not to say the degree isn't worth it, but it's hard. You have to study. You have to sacrifice.
People who obtain the degrees are coming forth saying that it ain't all what it's cut out to be. It's not as easy to get these jobs that they said they were guaranteed to us post-degree.
Yes.
And that will make you be like,
Do I need the degree?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and that's a whole nother episode. But the whole thing is that social media will have you feel like you're missing out on shit when really you might not be. You know, it might not be what it's cracked up to be. And then even if it is, we have to flip the FOMO with the JOMO.
Joy of missing out.
The joy of missing out.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't need to be there. Sometimes you don't need to be interacting. Sometimes it's faux and you really ain't missing out on shit anyway. So embrace.
That's happened to me before. I'm like, oh, I need to be at that. And then you pull up and it's like,
this was TD'd.
Y'all were faking it.
Yeah. You ever been somewhere where it looks so lit and you get around those same people and they're not turnt? Like, I feel
keep
like we're
mind,
pretty turnt.
I was going to say, keep in mind, if I appear to be turnt,
I'm turnt.
It's lit.
No. Brittany and lit. I are pretty turnt in real life. But sometimes you get around people and it's like, dang, you really ain't as
you
turnt
really
as
ain't
you.
Lit.
You're not lit.
The faux vibe. Yeah. That's a little sickening.
Yeah.
That's a little weak.
Yeah.
So I think what we've been experiencing is like anxiety induced by social media.
Yes, definitely.
Social media induced anxiety because, like we said, there's been instances where being on social media has caused us to feel fucking anxious. The posting, yeah.
the comparing,
feeling like we're missing out on something.
Yeah.
It creates some little, it might not be overwhelming anxiety, but it's definitely been like, ooh, I'm feeling a little anxious to where I feel like I need to put my phone down.
Yeah. You gonna make me put my phone down.
And because I'm aware that social media does induce anxiety in me sometimes, I'm like, I gotta implement some shit.
Yeah.
I feel when I need to step away.
Yes.
So let's talk about some coping mechanisms for our girlfriends out here who may be feeling social media induced anxiety.
Okay. And then we're going to talk about. A quick tidbit on.
Some other things. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So some quick coping skills. Social media diets, right? This is good for us. We need to monitor our moods when we're using social media and maybe set out time that is allotted just for social media, right? So maybe only a few hours of the day or during certain times of the day. Maybe I only get on social media at the end of the day. I allot an hour before bed.
So during work, you're not on it?
Yeah, that's what I need to do. Screen times are another one of those tools that you can implement, which I noticed that I just say, fuck
ignore.
The screen time. Yeah, I need to ignore. But maybe if we put realistic boundaries on the screen time, 1 hour a day is not realistic because if you want to be completely 100, people are spending 15 hours of social media a week. Like, bro, that's way more
1,500?
Than 1,500?
15 hours. Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, that's more than 1 week, 1 hour a day. So that's not realistic if you're setting boundaries on yourself. You know what I mean? Maybe an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, you know, give or take, depending on how you're using it. But I think social media dieting and just being cognizant and aware, mindful of your experiences online and how you feel can really help, you know.
For sure.
Lowering that anxiety.
I have my limit set for 2 hours a day.
Okay. Do you ever go over?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Especially if I'm going down a rabbit hole.
Especially if I'm being Nancy Drew.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I should not be going down rabbit holes, but bitch, sometimes a bitch does. Sometimes it's necessary. Sometimes I have to be the rabbit that goes down the hole.
Period.
To make sure I'm not the bitch getting fucked from the front.
And the back.
In the back.
And the side and the mouth.
Or sometimes I'm just being nosy and I want to see what the fuck's going on.
Of course. And that's natural. And we were talking about this earlier. And I'm like, people have a natural proclivity to want to know what the fuck going on. There's no way there's all these people on social media and I'm limiting myself to just the people I follow. That's irrational and illogical and it's stupid. Like, dog, no. If I come across your page, I'm looking at what the fuck going on.
Yeah, because you might be a bad bitch that's giving me motivation.
I just want to know. And maybe if it's somebody that I know from the past, I don't want to do the complete follow, but I want to see what the fuck going on. That's it.
Yeah.
So what else is good?
Another coping mechanism is you can tailor your social media experience.
Again, yes.
We have the power
yes.
to control the energy.
What are we doing?
What we're consuming, yes. right? So what you want to do is unfollow accounts that make you have, that trigger negative thoughts in you, right? Yes. I know I've had to mute people.
Mute.
I have to
boop.
I have to mute because I know if I see something, you're motherfucking right, I'm triggered.
Period.
I'm fucking triggered. So if I know that it's going to have a negative effect on me, I don't need to see your things because sometimes we can't always do an unfollow.
No.
It might make a statement. It might cause some drama. It might have people like, why are you up high? You know, whatever. Sometimes I just have to mute. And sometimes it might not even be that I'm necessarily trigger to the point where like it's extreme, but sometimes maybe you just annoy me. Like every time I watch your shit, I got mm-hmm. something negative to say, and it's like, why am I even watching it?
Yeah,
like I'm gonna just mute you.
Yeah, I think that's good. So we need to curate our feeds is what it sounds like. Social media, we have to remember that social media is our home online. Like your feed is your place of like solace, peace.
The Alpha Explore page.
Yeah. Yeah. You know
which
what I mean?
Is tough.
I mean, that is hard, but create a synergetic experience where you're online and you are engaged with people who motivate you, who encourage you, who you can really engage with, and you don't feel any pressure. Like for the most part, my friends that I follow, I don't mind commenting on their page. I'm not like, oh fuck.
Yeah, I get good vibes from my home girls and
yeah.
my friends.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so curate that experience. If you don't like it, delete it. If it no longer serves you, get rid of it. If you can't do the unfollow, mute. I mean, you know, there's ways.
Speaking of curating, what are your thoughts on Instagram removing the follow activity, the activity tab, where you can basically see like the activity of the people that you're following? Instagram this week recently deactivated that shit. So yeah. You can no longer see the activity of people that you're following. What are your thoughts on that? What were your initial thoughts when they took that shit?
You know what I said.
That rug from under our feet.
I have mixed feelings because as someone who in the past would it be in a relationship, not that I ever looked at this because my significant other wasn't heavy on Instagram, but nigga, tactics, tools, that's mine. Give it back. Hey, that's my tool that I'm using to make sure this nigga ain't doing no creep shit. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think it just says like, okay, so these bitches are liking this, but you aren't liking what I have going on. Mm-hmm. So I had, you know, like I posted something, why you ain't going over here and liking it?
That vibe.
That vibe. I had those feelings.
It's intentional.
Yeah. And then I also had the feelings like, okay, well, I could be online liking whatever I want. And if I don't like your picture, it's okay.
So I felt mixed feelings too. Like right now, I didn't feel like shook because, yeah, I use it as a tool to check up on these niggas. And mm-hmm. I'm not currently checking up on the nigga. But when I was checking up on the nigga, oh, best believe I'm in that activity tab. Like, who, what, who? And doing my investigative
your Nancy
duties.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like that was an essential piece.
Yes, yes, yes.
Essential.
Yes.
If I had a nigga right now, I would be sick.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, Instagram.
I would be like, hey, Instagram, I need.
I'd be at Instagram's door.
Instagram.
Bring that shit
back.
Bring
back activity tab.
Bring back my activity
tab. If I had a nigga that I needed to check on, oh, bitch, I would be tight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I already know. My new nigga is not gonna need me have me needing that.
The one who's on his way.
The nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
He's already here.
Yeah. I got it.
But anyway.
Say all that to say.
But now I do feel freedom. I feel like I can like whatever I wanna like and ain't nobody sees what I'm liking.
You can follow whoever you wanna follow.
I'm just following and liking in peace. And I think that was the intention. I don't know, because Instagram be on some other shit. Maybe they have some
cryptic
ulterior motives, but you know, I do feel freedom.
Yeah,
I feel freedom and
freedom.
I've had my page monitored.
Yeah,
you're following, you're liking, and I'm like, hey,
this
let
is
me
my
follow and like what I want in peace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go on,
so go on about your way.
There's some freedom there, good. And you know, I get it. Okay. I get it. Okay, so here's another way that you can cope with social media induced anxiety. Detox.
Just get off.
Log off.
Get off.
And I'm here to say that I was off.
She was as well.
For 21 days.
21 days from the 16th of September to the 6th of October.
Just got back on this week and they'd already be kind of having me jolted.
Already just kind of getting ready to tap the tab. I'm like, here comes the Instagram icon. I feel so, when we first did that detox, I felt so liberated. I was like, okay, there's nothing for me to do in the morning, nothing to distract me from my morning. I can just get up in peace. I don't have to be like checking and doing this and doing that. And I just felt so liberated. I was like, yes, you know, I don't have to worry about that. Because I'm telling y'all that shit, I don't even be posting nothing. And it just makes me feel tightly wound. So being off social media really gave me peace and
social
freedom.
Media, yeah, being the detoxes are necessary. I just want to figure out how to create more of a balance to where it's not just detox and then dive right back into normal behavior. Like detox
and maybe detox and diet.
Yeah, detox and then come back with a diet, you know, because what the fuck was the point of the detox?
Yeah.
If when you come back, you're having the same habits and patterns. So for sure, I really appreciated the social media detox. I think they're necessary. I think they're helpful. I definitely feel like freer, less pressure, less consumed about what other people are doing.
Yes.
Even about like some of the little random news, tea is what we call it as well. It's like, huh, that happened? Oh, okay. It just fades everything away so quick that like you don't miss, you don't like fully engulf yourself in like the shit that's hot for 24 hours and then it doesn't matter anymore. It's like you miss so many things and it's like, good. I can say that
if you are feeling like you're really struggling with all of this stuff, like seeing some stuff and then it really make you feel down, you know, if you're just in a trying time and everybody else looking like they're flourishing just don't work for you at this moment, because truth be told, we know what that feels like, right? When we in the bottom of the pits of hell and everything is breaking loose in our lives and everybody else is like frolicking around and we're having a good time and my niggas acting right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see sis. I can't. Because she's not doing well inside.
Yeah.
On the inside, she isn't. So when you start feeling like that and not, I don't want to say jealous or envious.
But real feelings, because triggered. We're human, triggered. It's like, you know what, how, like, why am I not experiencing these feelings?
Yes.
Right now?
When you're feeling triggered and you can't healthily engage online and be like, yeah, I'm happy for them. Like when you like, oh, I can't see this shit. Here we go. A fucking game.
Yeah.
It's time for the detox. It's time to shut it. Take it off.
Why her? You remember that Monica song? Why her?
No.
Did I get on your nerves?
I don't know that. But yeah, I had those moments when I was in Mexico. I'm like, yeah, she's not feeling well. Remember I was like, oh, I need to get off, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm like, something's going on. She's not feeling well online.
And it's because of the inner turmoil.
There's inner things going on. It's bigger than me.
I might need another detox because
a lot happened.
I've recently been triggered.
Yeah.
I've recently been re-motherfucking triggered, and I'm feeling like I'm going to have to pull a motherfucking trigger. So I may have to go back off.
Yes. So another coping skill will be turn off your notifications. Notifications are constant reminders that shit is happening online or not happening. Because if you post some shit and you ain't getting no notifications,
you're sick.
Then you're going to be feeling sick, right? So these also serve as a distraction, though, because if you're constantly getting notifications, then what are you doing?
Constantly refreshing
the app.
Yeah.
And then what are we doing? Comparing. Oh, God, let me see what my likes going to update. Let me see. You know, we're constantly being engaged when we don't need to. So if you turn your notifications off, then you're not constantly being alerted about your social engagement. You can just post it and go and be done. Personally, I don't have any notifications on my phone.
I don't either. I turned them off a long time ago. Yeah, the notifications have been off, and I think that was a good cheat code. That doesn't stop me from going in and checking myself once a new photo is posted.
Of course, but it's not coming to the screen.
But yeah, they're not all flooding my screen with notifications, because sometimes Instagram notifies you about shit that really don't matter. Like so-and-so commented on a post that you commented on. Like,
yeah.
I don't give a damn. So-and-so is going live. Okay.
Yeah. I turned those puppies off a long time ago.
So my notifications,
like 3 years ago.
Yeah. The notifications have been on for years. And I think that that's a good tool that, you know, you can start implementing today if you haven't already. Let's just start at turning the motherfuckers off.
Turn them off. I think that we'll save the other piece of this for another week,
because
we've really explored social media induced anxiety. And there's more, there's tons more to talk about, but we don't want to drag this out. We have more to chat about.
We do.
Yes. So that's that. If you're struggling with this, you feel like this resonated with you, let us know. You know, let us know that you are too in the boat, in the struggle boat, because we're here. We actually drive in the boat.
No, Megan.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it is time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem.
So we want to share a gem from our sister over at Heritage Apothecary.
Woo!
We shared the smudge kit.
Yeah.
Which was
the signature smudge kit.
The signature smudge kit, which is phenomenal. Still a staple in my home, and also a giveaway item.
Two
giveaway items that we gave away to our Patreon supporters. Quality.
If you haven't gotten your kit, get on over there, get your kit. I wonder, is our code gang still active? It might be
active. It might still be active. So try it, gang on Heritage Apothecary.
Yes.
Down in the show notes will be the information. But we're back at it again with another gem from our baby girl. So this is the Pass Aura Cleansing Smudge.
Yes.
Spray Mist and Meditation Scent.
Mm-hmm.
This is made with lavender, geranium, eucalyptus, chamomile flower. It's designed as an alternative to a sage smudge bundle.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't want to burn sage, if you're looking for something that's just quick, straight to the point, let me cleanse this shit, get this shit together, get my aura.
Great before journaling.
You can use it to usher in blessings during meditation, relaxation, start your day to feel more peaceful, centered and grounded in love. Phenomenal.
Great if you're coming into the house too. You maybe been dealing with some shit at work. Just spray yourself off before bed. You know, after you shower. It's like you said, an alternative.
It's just an alternative. It's an alternative to sage. Some people are sensitive to the smell of sage.
Smoke.
They don't like it.
Girl, that sage bundle be lit. So lit. My smoke alarm be going off.
Really?
I'm like, she's doing a lot. She's in here breaking curses.
I sound like Ari Lennox. Really?
Really?
Yes. this can be yours for just $19. Support a woman of color, Jess. She's amazing.
She's bringing healing and apothecary to
the
community.
She's bringing it to you with quality.
Quality?
She cares.
She cares.
She cares.
Well, she cares.
Yeah, and so we care. We want to support her. So head on over to her website down in the show notes.
It go down.
Support.
Yes. Okay. I think that's it.
So, you know, one thing I wanted to say that I felt like we missed on the social media induced anxiety.
Yes.
One thing that I've noticed in myself is that social media can create like body dysmorphia for sure. Like, especially with Snapchat, Instagram, not so much, maybe a little less because their filters are not as advanced as Snapchat's are.
Right.
But when you're looking at yourself through these fucking filters where you look like perfect, flawless, skin smooth, lashes applied, you know, cheekbones, nose slimmed, they do it all.
Yeah.
When you look at yourself like without that filter, say you just take a regular ass picture on your regular ass phone.
Then your mustache peeking through, acne breakouts.
You feel like.
Your dark circles.
It really can cause you to feel like, what the fuck? Like, I feel like I cannot post a picture without the filter. And there was like an article that came out saying that so many people, like surgeons, plastic surgeons, were receiving an influx of people like coming in, showing the surgeon like, this is how I want myself to look. And it was a picture of them like with the filter on. So like, do whatever surgery you need to do so that I can look like this filter in real fucking life.
Yeah.
And that's crazy that, like, then they knew what they were doing when they created these filters. That was the reason for them creating these filters. And imagine that. Like, that can induce some anxiety, too, because you know that you look one way online with the filter.
Mm-hmm.
And then you meet these motherfuckers in real life.
Yeah.
And it's like.
Yeah, you ain't hitting the same.
That's what people be
nose
like.
Nose ain't as slim.
Yeah, that's
lips
what
ain't
people
as
be
thick.
Like. She don't look
skin
how
ain't
she
as
look.
Clear.
She don't look how she look on Instagram.
Yeah.
And the niggas, I saw some niggas dragging people on Twitter saying that women are getting tricky out here. They be looking all beat to the gods or like, you know, just perfect. And then when you meet them in real life, you be staring.
Then
like
they look beat to the dogs.
You be staring. You be staring at them like that GIF with P. Diddy. And that man.
Yeah, like.
Sorry to that man.
Yeah. I don't know this man.
Yeah.
Looking different. Yeah.
Looking different. So.
Thanks for bringing
that up. I
guess
maybe the challenge, we can challenge ourselves to.
You can challenge yourself. You can challenge yourself.
We can challenge ourselves to sit the filter out and just post raw photo.
Mm-mm.
You don't think.
You got that. Girl, you got it. You got it, girl. You got it, girl.
Or maybe leave the Snapchat filters alone.
Leave those Snapchat filters on. Just take it over and over to Instagram.
Instagram has seemed to, I've seen some filters surface.
I've seen some with the freckles, with the brat
like
dolls.
The lip.
The slight lip raise. I don't really use any of those. But you know what? If you're using it for fun, that's fine. It's one thing to use it as entertainment. It's another.
But even the ones that aren't used for entertainment still do a finishing.
No, what I'm saying is, it's one thing for you to be using it as entertainment, like the ones with the freckles. The ones with the raised lip, you know, it's like clearly
that's
obvious.
That has to be entertainment.
Right. But it's when people start using it like every day, like the only filter that they use and thinking that they hitting like that. That's when it hits different. So, yeah, thank you for bringing that point up. I think that was great.
I saw someone also post like, he was filming someone on.
And I'm sick of y'all posting the selfie, the filtered post pictures to the feed.
To the page.
Like y'all leave it on the story.
This guy was recording someone. who was on their phone, like literally going through like the picture, like making it like they were really going in on that picture, doctoring it up. I'm like, this is what it's come to.
But so, that was great. That was a great point. Thank you so much for
mindful consumption and putting out.
Yeah. So love the episode, let us know.
Share it.
Tell a homegirl to tell
if you relate to it. Let us know how you feel about social media induced anxiety.
Yeah.
Let us know that you feel something by sharing it
and by rating and reviewing, and we'll catch y'all again next week.
We'll catch y'all next week.
All love right? You bye. Say what you've been.